Welcome to the Euromonitor International's monthly health podcast series. Today we will be discussing health trends in the baked goods category in India. I am Pushya Siddharth, Communications Executive, and I am joined by Dilip Radhakrishna, Research Analyst, who will be detailing for us some of the developments that are complementing the health trend in the baked goods category. Baked goods is an interesting category you are touching upon, especially with regard to the health trend. To give us some perspective on how the industry has grown, can you tell us what are the key factors driving the growth of baked goods in India?
The key to growth is changing consumer lifestyle, resulting in changing demand for food products. Rise in household income in the past few years, having young population with median age of 27 years, and consumers' affinity to try out new products have contributed significantly to the growth of baked goods in India. Disposable income has increased by 11.4% in 2016. Busy life schedule and a constant hunger for satisfying their needs are the other probabilities. Eating habits of consumers are changing too. Many families have started to include bread in their breakfast and offering baked goods like cakes and pastries as an alternative to biscuits or traditional Indian snacks during evening for kids. For example, replacing a biscuit with a bread toast, puff snack with a cake, or even an Indian dessert like gulab jamun with homemade cakes are very common these days. With growing number of consumers eating out, many artisanal bakeries have opened to bring more products to satisfy the consumer needs. Western baked goods like pastries and cakes are also making its way into the Indian snacking. It still has a long way to go. There are a large number of varieties in cakes and pastries which most of the Indian consumers haven't had the opportunity to taste. However, due to growing retail and consumer food services, these are slowly entering into the Indian market. Simultaneously, Indian baked goods have now been available in packaged formats with companies like Haldiram and MTR catering to the regional taste preferences of consumers.
Typically, when we talk about the baked goods as a category, it has more of an indulgence factor. How does this health trend come into the picture?
Rise in health concerns among consumers at a very young age has made them to keep a tab on the kind of food they consume. So manufacturers need to collaborate healthy living and satisfying the craving for baked goods. Certainly, baked goods are consumed as an indulgence product. However, maintaining a right balance between healthy food and giving prominence to taste is a challenge. There are a lot of options for consumers to choose from a wide variety of products which are made of natural ingredients, maintaining less fat in the food, fruits for flavoring and honey for sweetening. This not only provides low calorie intakes, it also gives a feeling of satisfaction of baked goods like a cake or a pastry without worrying much about the health concern associated with the consumption of such products.
So what are you seeing currently? How are baked goods companies adopting this trend to address consumer demand?
They offer pure indulgence experience with abundance in taste and flavor that could be bought off the shelf. Introducing Western patisserie to Indian consumers with essence of high-quality goods. With lesser outlets, these are strategically located at urban centers with large crowd gatherings to attract consumers with irresistible offers that sometimes trigger impulse purchases. The products are targeted for single portion or bulk consumption with bundled products and at affordable prices. They bring in years of expertise in certain specialty products with high standards of quality and authentic taste and flavors. Along with expertise, they are proficient in product innovation. Innovation could be in the form of flavor, taste, or pure joy of dining out. Indian palate changes as we traverse across the length and breadth of our country, and consumer food services is trying to mirror the taste preferences of these consumers, apart from their standard product portfolio. There is a widespread network of such cafes operating across the country, encouraging such consumption. Finally, offering convenience of fine dining either through on-premise consumption or takeaways, offering fresh, baked, tasty goods.
Finally, could you tell us what is your forecast? How do you expect this category to grow over the next few years?
With the growing demands, rising distribution channels, concern on health and hygienic baked goods are moving towards a more customized experience. To support the cause, many local artisanal players are popping up in urban regions to provide authentic tastes, flavors and products from all over the world. Companies like Breadworks, The Baker Dozens and many more have rediscovered the indulgence in baked goods in India. Consumers are flocking in at these stores to quench their appetite for premium baked goods either during occasions or as casual dining experience. There is a long way to go as more companies find opportunities within the Indian markets.
Thank you, Dilip, for having this chat with us about the development in the baked goods segment. It is indeed going to be an interesting juncture for us, for the baked good companies and food service establishments, to see how they innovate to meet consumer demand. To all our listeners, thank you for listening in. Remember, you can find all our media, including articles, videos and podcasts, on our blog at blog.euromonitor.com. Thank you once again for joining us.